Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Hello. What a groove.
Is it going to pour down rain?
It is tonight, yes. It is going to rain heavy tonight. That is correct.
Was there also some weather last night?
No, but there was this morning about 10 o'clock-ish.
Because when I woke up this morning, I have a fancy car alarm on my truck. And it has shock sensors, so like if there's thunder or something, it sets off the car alarm. But yeah. The car alarm doesn't actually go off. The key fob just says, hey, somebody tampered with your vehicle. And when I woke up, the hey, somebody tampered with your vehicle thing was going on. Yep. And I checked the cameras and nobody tampered with my vehicle.
You know how we know that you have tamper-proof things on your vehicle?
Because I've been underneath it.
Because once we tried to mount a harmonica under Sam's truck without his knowledge, and we made it within about a foot of Sam's truck, and the phone rang and he's like, what are you guys doing?
I was already underneath it.
You are no fun. You are no fun.
I didn't install it. It's a very nice feature, though.
Okay. Guess what? I didn't install it either. You know why? Because you stopped me.
Because it started going off.
Yeah. All right, so I've got a problem with my car today, and I don't – well, you're just going to laugh. You know that fishing is not necessarily – you know, I'm not necessarily good at those types of things. And for Father's Day, we got Johnny his – fishing stuff and some poles and some tackle, and Sam gave me a list of what to get, like, and we had this lovely day out at the lake on Sunday. Today, car is parked out in the heat for about 5 hours.
By heat you mean 72 degrees?
Yep. And the windows were up and climate control was not on, and I get in the car, and about 2 miles into the trip I can't put my finger on what it is, but uh-oh. It smells a little like a dead body. And I did have some Starbucks this morning, so I was like, God, is it those egg bites? No, I'm looking around. Is it my lunch? No.
You left a fish in the car, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. It is one of those lures. Do they put stink stuff on them?
They do, yes.
I had no idea. My entire car smells like a dead body.
Yeah, that's why when they sell you a tackle box, it comes with those little plastic containers that snap shut.
It is putrid.
Oh, yeah.
Like between a dead body and it's fishy, but like a sulfur.
Like an unwashed human?
I cannot get the smell out of my nostrils. It's that bad.
Fish love it.
They bite.
Why are we just storing our fishing gear in the car?
Yeah. It was the tackle box. I just threw it back there. I thought, you know what? We'll take this to the house. And
you,
it's just in my backseat.
You think about putting that in the garage of the new house?
No, I didn't know. The plastic lures smell.
Oh, yeah.
No one told me that.
Well, you also put the plastic lure in a lake. Do you think the lake smells good?
I don't know. Do you know I have a friend who lost her entire car to a smell? I swear. Like an $80,000 car. I saw her the other day and I go, hey, how's your car treating you? Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, yeah, no, we had to get rid of it. And I said, what did you do? She went to a Mediterranean restaurant, one of my favorites actually, and got, like, I don't know, shrimp and I don't even remember what it was, and put the leftovers in her car to go home. We were going to eat it for lunch the next day, she said. Like $4 worth of leftovers.
Left it in the car.
Goes to Spain, Scott.
Oh.
For 4 weeks. It was August of last year. Mm. Goes to Spain. She says they come back, and it is the kind of smell, she said, I can't get over it. Oh, it was lamb. It was lamb. She said we couldn't figure out what was going on. Like, we could smell it in the house. She goes, we go into the garage, and it was the kind of smell that you just start gagging. She said we were gagging. Okay. They opened the car door. What had happened was she put the leftovers in there, and then at a stoplight where it slid under the seat.
So they forgot about it.
Rancid lamb.
So when they get rid of the car, who bought it?
They took the car, Scott. There are people that will detail cars for super unfortunate things. They had like charcoal treatments put in the car.
So they didn't get rid of the car.
They tried. They spent a lot of money trying to extract the dead lamb smell out of the car. They never got the smell out. I think they had to total it. Like insurance totaled it.
Oh, come on.
Scott, she said you could taste it on a cellular. She also said she will never be able to eat
lamb again.
She said it's, yeah.
Well, now we know why our rates are going up.
There was also wildlife in the car, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't want to get into it.
By wildlife, you mean roaches?
No. I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. Because I will gag, because I just ate.
Flies?
Worse. Don't say it. I don't want to talk about it.
Does it start with an M?
Yes! Don't say it!
Maggots.
No! That's the one. Why did you have to say it? Oh, I hate that word.
Which, by the way, Dana, if you do ever catch a fish and you leave that in your car, your car, too, will be full of
maggots.
That thing that we do not say.
Yeah.
There are certain M words that we do not say on this program. That's one of them.
Moist?
No, that's the other one. Why do you have to do that?
Moist. You're getting real creepy.
What would you do
moist
if you ran across a moist maggot?
Well, maggots inherently are moist.
I hate you. You're so disgusting. Gross.
I'm going to get her a t-shirt because my sister-in-law prints t-shirts.
Please
don't.
That
would be a great name for a heavy metal band.
Yes. Moist maggots.
Moist maggot.
Well, same thing with rancid lamb. Another great
rancid lamb.
Rancid lamb. Oh my God.
So I'm going to get you a t-shirt for Christmas.
Okay.
That just says moist maggot. And that's your new heavy. And I'm going to get like the little devil's horn sign above it. Moist maggot. Oh, I got to run, do not walk. I'm telling you, we're on a roll. We are on a roll.
So this is a question that you often ask Dana and I, and now I feel like this question is appropriate for you.
Okay.
How do you have this much time?
So we go home at night, and if the temperature is too warm, normally we walk at night, but the temperature lately has been a little warm.
Okay.
And so last night was pretty warm. So we do Wheel of Fortune, and did you watch last night?
I did not. Was it exciting?
It wasn't exciting as much as it was weird. There was a guy on the right. I don't remember his name. He was from New Jersey, I think.
No, I like the wheel stories. It's America's game, Sam. You stop that.
He was very competitive.
Okay.
Sam, I don't know if you have time to look it up on YouTube. He had the entire, it was the four play word.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like the crossword or whatever.
Right, and I can't remember what the opening word was, but you're only supposed to read the words on the screen.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to put the other word in front of it.
Right.
Right? So let's say it was, let's play, let's walk, let's dance.
Yeah.
He had all the words out. Everything was spelled out. And he goes, let's play, let's walk, let's dance, let's go.
You can't
do that. And Ryan Seacrest goes, no.
He's like, what do you mean? No, I just read it.
And in his opening, you know, when they get to know everybody at the beginning, he's into this and that. He's got, you know, two daughters, whatever. And Ryan goes, and you're very competitive. And he goes, oh, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
I am very, almost to a fault, I'm very competitive. When he didn't get the let's go, let's play, let's dance, let's walk, and it went over to the gal to the far left, and he knew he had done all this work.
Yeah.
Because he had gotten all the letters. He was the one who got all the letters. And and he loses it to the gal on the far left.
Yeah,
who
all
just
she
goes,
has to do is say it correctly.
Walk, go, play, dance. Yes! He was pissed.
Where in the episode was it?
It was in the first half.
Okay.
It was in the first half. And he was... And he doesn't even say anything, Sam, but you can see it on his face. Oh, I mean, he is sweating through his sweater.
So mad.
Yeah, and he... total fashion faux pas.
Like an Argyle sweater?
He's a little heavier than I am, and he's wearing a really thin, tight sweater.
Oh, why?
And I'm
why,
like,
why?
oh. This is where you go with the, you know, the Hawaiian shirt or
right.
something a little bit more appropriate.
Oh. All right, speaking of anger, you know that we diagnose each other on this program all the time. And, you know, between the three of us, we have a nice little collection of disorders.
I'd like to say a cache, C-A-C-H-E, of disorders.
So I'm reading this story the other night, and I go, oh my gosh, I have this. But you know who has it worse than I have it? Sam.
Oh.
This is a disorder that you're not going to find yet in any medical book, but it is very real, and I think there's a whole lot of you listening that probably have this anger and this feeling when certain people do a very specific thing. I'm going to tell you what it is when we come back. If you don't have this, you know someone in your life who does.
Okay.
There's no medication and no known treatment.
And no hope.
What about...
We're just going to talk it out.
What about talk therapy?
We're going to talk it out.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
I'd like to solve, please.
Todd, please solve.
Party animal, party time, party bus, and party decorations.
No. Sorry about that. Shari.
Time, animal, decorations, bus.
Yes, that is correct.
That's what happened last night. Exactly, and Todd is pissed.
But great round for you, Todd. Shame that she stole it from you. A lot more show coming up right after this. Shari, good job. Who's going to get the prize puzzle?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we'll diagnose Dana and Sam here in just a minute. The text line is demanding, Scott, what is The Run Do Not Walk? It's on Netflix. It's called Trial 4. And there's a reason it's called Trial 4.
It's about Karen Reed?
No. It's out of Boston from the 90s. And there is a police detective who is murdered. Okay. Shot five times in the face working off duty at a Walgreens.
Oh, God.
In Boston. And the allegations are that this one young man named Sean may have been involved. He goes to trial. And I'm not giving away the
plot.
Well,
it's called Trial 4, so one could deduce.
But what I'm saying is you'll learn this right in the opening segment of episode 1. He ends up getting convicted.
Okay.
Goes to prison for 20 years. And then is exonerated.
Oh, my gosh.
My name is Sean Ellis.
And I was wrongfully convicted of murder at 19.
Now I'm facing my fourth trial and the possibility of going back to prison for life.
The death of a police officer, it's not handled like other homicides, and this one wasn't.
The sense we got was Mulligan's past had caught up with him. And when a black kid got arrested, it's like, where'd that come from? Here we go again.
In my opinion, Sean Ellis executed John Mulligan.
I was scared. I was confused. My son was in jail for murder.
Yo, give us the keys.
The first words out of Sean's mouth is, I was there that night.
I crossed that bridge with my cousin. I came out and went home.
Down on our knees.
Why would somebody put themselves in the middle of a homicide if they were involved?
Yeah. The cops were just looking for someone to pin this murder on.
Ellis was convicted by the work of corrupt police detectives.
Enough is enough. I feel like I might just go self-destruct. The corruption within the Boston Police Department is what drove this investigation.
It's incredible. We haven't finished it. We start episode 3 tonight.
So I just don't know that I can watch anything that's going to make me any angrier right now. That's why I watch nature shows and Royals games. I just live in my happy little place. I feed the birds. And I don't watch things like that.
And the cheetah chase down the gazelle.
Yeah, except when the cheetah chases down the gazelle.
And then its teeth. And
with its teeth. What else is it going to rip the heart out with?
And look at the furry cheetah pups or kittens or whatever you call them.
Learning how to feast.
I have
like
no
mom.
Doubt it is outstanding.
It's incredible.
But we are so bad when we get it wrong in the United States. We get it so wrong. So wrong.
And they were really trying. They couldn't find out who killed this detective, who, by the way, was really well known. I'm trying to remember his nickname. He was the most arrest happy detective in the Boston PD. He would work 20-hour days arresting everybody and anybody he could. He had a lot of enemies. However, the gunshots on his face, and he was shot point blank in the face.
Oh, God.
Made out a cross.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. You know the Royals are on tonight. You could just go home and watch the Royals game.
I'd have to pay $20 a month for FanDuel.
It would be worth it for your mental health. Speaking of mental health. Mm-hmm, yes.
Really?
Yes, I
shot back?
Just teed it right on up. Okay, so here is the article from the New York Times. Under Psych 101, it reads, rejection-sensitive dysphoria turns a small snub into a very big deal. Okay? Imagine a nail jabbing at a shiny blue balloon. Pop. That is what rejection can feel like for someone with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, according to one TikTok creator who tells his audience it can lead to an explosion of emotions. The clip is one of thousands of posts about RSD, rejection sensitive dysphoria. The term is rarely used by clinicians. You won't find it in any manual to diagnose, but references to RSD have percolated online, especially on social media. And for people with ADHD like me, Scott, this concept has not only hit home, I've sent it to everybody. I'm like, this is me. And I never knew what to call it. Okay. RSD describes an intense emotional reaction to rejection, teasing, criticism, or the perception that you have failed. And so they talk to this woman who has it. She says, I immediately go from something that would maybe irk some people, right, Scott? Like, well, why did he say that? Or why did my boss call? To this is the end of the world. And if you read down a little further, one of the doctors from SLU, of all places in St. Louis, says RSD, the people who have this, they aren't just sensitive to perceived criticism, they're also highly critical of themselves. In addition, when they are teased, criticized, or rejected, their mood changes instantaneously. Okay. They will suddenly feel either depressed or full of rage. This is where the word dysphoria comes in, meaning the state of feeling unhappy, uneasy, or dissatisfied. It is rage. Sam, do you have the rage or do you just get upset?
I mean, I guess it depends on the context. I've certainly gotten a whole lot better about it over the years, but it certainly used to be rage.
I can give you so many examples where if someone texted you something, Scott, on a weekend, say, from work, you would be like, what? I don't even know that you would reply. I will go from 0 to 1,000 and completely fly off the handle.
For me, it's more about the perception of failure.
Yes, that I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
It's the perception that someone thinks I've done something wrong.
But there was a word that you mentioned I want to go back to for just a second. Teased. The three of us tease each other for 4 hours a day.
The teasing doesn't bother me at all. It's the thought that someone perceives
that you failed.
That I have failed or I'm in trouble. I've done something wrong.
Okay, so let me turn into Dr. Parks here for a second.
Yeah, it goes back to my childhood.
Does it?
Yes.
Do you think you have failed?
No.
Do you think you're a success?
Yes.
Okay. So where did you think you failed?
That's where this gets so crazy.
Well, Dr. Parks is in the chair. This is free.
You can be, and Sam, you know this, you can be at the top of your game, but if one person questions, did you do this or why did you do this? I will lose my marbles. And I can't explain it until I read this. I didn't know what it was. But I will have an extreme emotional reaction where most other people, and I've seen it, like with people in my life, I'm like, how do you handle that? Like, how are you so good at just, if someone is criticizing you about your performance, you say, well, let's have a conversation about it. I will just flip out.
So I had a conversation with my psychologist today, and I guess I'm allowed to betray the doctor-client privilege because I'm the client. I get into these moods every blue moon. It doesn't happen very often, where I'll be at my home and I'm walking around in my work uniform, which is basketball shorts and a hoodie. And I'll think to myself, you didn't make it, kid. You just didn't make it. Even though you and I and Sam, we've reached the pinnacle of our careers, right? We've gone to the highest of highs.
You have the self-destructive thoughts.
And I don't self-destruct, but the thoughts come in my mind. Well, I used to self-destruct, but I don't anymore, where the thoughts come into my mind, you fell a little short, right? Even though I know that that's not true. But when it comes to, this is now let me revert to 95% of the time, when people are telling me that I suck at what I do, or I'm not any good, why don't you, jump off a three-story building? The way I frame it is, there's something missing in their life that they haven't attained.
Right. Let them. That's where the book Let Them comes from.
It's kind of like when you dive in after somebody who's drowning. They're always going to try to get on top of you, and they don't know why. It's a natural human instinct. Right. To get on top of whoever jumps into the water to save you. That's how I look. Like, if people write in on the text line and they say, you suck and, go do this or that, there's something missing in their life, not missing in mine.
Okay, so let me take this one step further, Sam. I'm going to ask you, for you, when you have these feelings, is it people close to you? Because I don't care what people I don't know think. I really don't. I've let that go. It's, for me, it's more like if the boss calls.
Well, that throws you into a panic.
Oh, It's so extreme. I don't know why.
For me, it's in my own head. Like, nothing even has to be said. I'll convince myself.
I know.
Let's take a pause. 913-586.
It's because we have RSD.
913-586-7798. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, our two clients today. Patients. My name is Scott Parks. Dr. Parks to all of you here on KMBZ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, before we get to the calls, I'm going to tell you guys a story that I've never told you before. I've never told you this, but we're talking about this now. We live our lives on the air. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you, but this happened.
Okay.
You remember when I was on vacation and I got a pretty innocuous text on my very first day of vacation asking if I had done something, you know, that I was supposed to do for work. And you remember I flew off the handle.
Is this when you went down to the Masters?
This is when we were down on the very first day we were on our vacation.
I remember.
It was a simple, hey, did you get this done? And I had. And then I have this immediate need to prove that I did that thing. It almost wrecked my entire day. And here's what I have not told Sam or Scott. It was so bad. My rage and my defensiveness and all of these awful feelings that I now think are this diagnosis we're talking about, that I formulated my resignation letter on the golf course.
Oh my word.
From this show, I swear to God.
What?
That was my reaction to a text asking if I had done something before I left.
That you had already done.
I was going to quit. I remember saying to Johnny, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I can't take off without somebody saying, where did she go? Like, I'm done. I'm just going
to
quit.
What happened to Woosa?
I don't know until, Sam, I read this article about, listen to this one line. To avoid hurt, people become perfectionists and people pleasers, and they will arrange their entire being around preventing like uncomfortable situations, conflict, pain.
I don't give advice, but if I did.
what they call it is these people become full of rage over something that
is innocuous.
You might just be annoyed that, like, why is my boss texting me on vacation? I cannot even tell you. DEFCON 1. And I said to Johnny, I'm done. When we get back, I know how I'm going to say it. I quit. That's not normal.
That is correct.
And I've watched other people in my life handle things like that. Like, look, we'll sort it out Monday, you know.
It's not the end of the world.
But I automatically go to, I'm in trouble. Why is that?
Well,
I was always like that as a kid, Scott. I always got good grades. I always had to be not in trouble.
So I pay way too much attention to my psychologist when we meet.
Yeah.
And I ask him questions about psychology. Something happened to you when you were younger.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
And you don't either.
I don't either.
Because you've blocked it. And when things like, and it doesn't necessarily, it wasn't pleasant, but it doesn't necessarily mean it was criminal.
No.
Not saying it was something criminal. What I'm saying is something happened to you when you were younger. And when these things happen, when you get a text from the boss or from a sales manager that says, hey, did you do this before you left? And you immediately go into go into uber defensive mode. I've done something wrong. Oh, my God.
Yes.
What have I done?
But I can remember in kindergarten sobbing and being so upset because a teacher asked me to do something and I couldn't get it done.
Let's go to Tara in Prairie Village. By the way, Carrie on the text line, we are holding out for you. She says she was quoted in the article that we are reading from.
Oh, please call in.
I gave her the number. Carrie, please call us. Tara, hello.
I'm on break.
Hello?
Hi, Tara.
Hello? Hey, this is Kara.
Oh,
Kara,
go ahead.
Beg
Sorry.
Your pardon.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm originally from Topeka, but today I'm in Prairie Village. So that's
go ahead.
Kind of where I said that from. But
that's fine.
I couldn't believe that subject came up. It just about made me cry because I have read so much about ADHD and the symptoms. And so many times this RSD, it makes me feel like I'm crazy, that I overreact, that everybody says you're too sensitive, you know, and that is not it. And people don't have the knowledge of what you've described, both of you, Dana, especially you, Dana, and Sam, and I don't know sometimes what to do about it because friends think I'm just overreacting. I'm too sensitive. You know, it's all about me. Well, no, it's not. You know, mine isn't rage as much as it is depression. And I get one little text, like you said, and I'm just done for the rest of the day. It's all my fault. The whole world is trembling. I just about started crying when you brought this up just because it hit home so bad. And I don't know, you know, besides counseling, which I've done, I don't know how else to handle the situation.
But are you currently seeing a counselor?
Yes.
You are?
Yes, I'm currently seeing a counselor, and I love my counselor immensely. And it's just, I try, every time a situation comes up, I try to just take me out of the equation.
Yes,
even
yes,
though,
yes.
You know, it could be... Yeah, it could be anything simple, you know, what did you do that for? Or it wasn't even have anything to do with me. And I always go back to God, I feel like a failure at the moment.
What I'm reading, Kara, and you're going to go home and go down a rabbit hole with this like I did, that people who have RSD have, quote, outsized emotional reactions.
For those just joining us, tell everybody what RSD is.
Perfect way to say it. Outsized emotional reaction. Mine is only in certain situations where it's someone that I perceive in a position of power, thinks I have done something wrong. I flip out. It's called RSD rejection sensitive dysphoria.
One of my favorite activities every night, I sit down, I make a nice dinner. I enjoy the dinner, having a glass of water, getting ready for bed. And I just sit there and think about all the things that I said on the radio and twist them into some way that I could get fired for what I said.
Oh, my God.
Completely innocuous
Sam,
things.
What was it in our childhood that led to that? Because do you remember when you were a child having those feelings? Because I do.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And it used to be horrible. Like I said, I've gotten a grip recently. You know, there were some major life changes that I made that have really helped with my mental state. But for years, I thought it was just the normal. I thought everybody felt that way.
Well, people with RSD do feel that way, yeah. Sam.
But can I tell
you?
You
are not alone.
Can I tell you what the two of you have in common other than RSD? Neither one of you see a counselor.
Oh, sure I do.
No, you don't.
I haven't in a while.
By a while, you mean over a year?
Scott, I am going to tell you something right now. I love therapy. I love counseling. I think medication is great when appropriate.
I don't take any medication for my mental health issues.
I have counseled this thing to death. I have seen the top therapists.
But you always stop.
Well, it's not going to go away. What I've read about this
it does.
No, it does not. If you have what I have, this RSD, the next time my boss calls me, I guarantee you I'm not going to think, oh, that's nice. What do they want? What do we do, Sam?
Well, so you say it won't go away. It will get better.
That's
right.
And I
can tell you from personal
experience,
that is a fact. It will get better.
What is the first thing I do if I get a call from the boss? Scott, you know this.
You go into full-blown panic
Who
mode.
Who do I call first?
Me.
And what do I say?
What does he want?
Then you write your resignation letter.
You know, one time I full-on flipped out, and I called, and he's like, hey, what's going on? And I go, nothing. Why are you calling? And it was something so stupid.
It almost always is.
It was like, literally, can you bring in an extra headset tomorrow? Because it was just something dumb.
So I started seeing my psychologist probably 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I was struggling to come to grips and had for years with the death of my father.
Yeah.
And I was always comparing myself to my dad. He and I even had this conversation today in our session. I can't remember the last time I compared myself to my dad other than the day that I had written down in the calendar where I would surpass the amount of time he had spent on this earth. But that day passed almost without even recognition.
And that's a very normal psychological issue for men have lost their dads.
That's right. And I used to look at my dad's medals that hang on my wall in the office, and I'm like, I'll never add up. I'm never going to be that good. I'll never be a Ranger. I'll never be any of that. And my doctor said to me one time, I'll never forget it. He said, it's not a shadow. It's a shadow box. Mm. It changed my life.
I remember once getting called down to the principal's office in high school. I had a panic attack. Do you know what they wanted? I was the student of the month. I mean, this is not something that is Dana in her. This but goes back as far back as I can remember.
Talk therapy works.
I
swear
does.
By it.
And I've had it for years. It's not, I'm telling you, it's not going to go away. But Sam, it will get better.
I believe that. John in St. Joe. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks.
Good to hear. Hey, you're talking about the autism, ADHD a little bit earlier before you got into the RSD or whatever it's called, right?
Yep.
I have a boy out of three kids, my middle child. He is autistic and ADHD.
Okay.
And he, to him, he doesn't really catch the joking that or the teasing that he does receive at school. Mm. And we tell him that, hey, you know, they're joking, teasing, you know, they're making fun of you. And he goes, no, they're not. They're being friends. So for him, he doesn't realize.
He doesn't see it.
He doesn't see anything, but he's super smart. For on the technological side, he is very, you'd probably know it better, Dana, on the term I'm thinking of, where when it comes to technology and things like that, he's a whiz at it. He can do it easy.
A savant.
Yes, he's a savant. Does he recognize that, John? Does he understand that his brain works in a different way, in a good way, when it comes to technology?
Yeah, he does, actually.
Good.
Believe it or not, he does see it. He's already mentioned a couple times that he wants to work for, like, Nintendo or some other company designing games or engineering, but he just is not good at math, unfortunately, with numbers.
Huh.
Oh, no.
So,
well, Johnny sounds like a great kid, and he's doing great.
Yeah, he is, and he's working on his Eagle rank for Scouts, too. So.
Good, good, good.
Tell him not to quit.
Oh, he knows he doesn't want to quit. He wants to be like me, and unfortunately, I do not compare up to my father like you do consider Scott, because he died back 20-plus years ago, and I can never reach what he did.
Now, you know what? And I'll tell you what my psychologist told me. That is the last thing your father would want you to say.
It's a great point.
Don't compete with me.
You know what your dad would say? You know what your dad would say? One bad shy, that's my guy.
913-586-7798. How apropos. Judy in Raymore. Judy, good afternoon. Hello.
Yes. I don't have much to say to Dana because I'm too much like her, but Scott, as far as I can see, your problem is you aren't challenged enough. You take your job serious. You know how to do it perfectly, and you don't have to think. You just do. You need something to challenge your mind.
I never thought about it that way.
You should go to med school.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm done going to school. I'm 54 years old. I'm out.
No, I don't know you guys up front or anything, but the personality I hear in Scott is, I've got this, and you don't have to work at it. You need something that's going to challenge you, that makes you active, but yet at your pace, something you would love to know how to do and challenges you that you're not great at.
You're like a little Buddha.
I know.
Judy, you call back anytime, Buddha Judy.
Hey, next time.
Buddha Judy.
Judy, next time you have to use that nickname, Buddha Judy.
Buddha Judy.
Okay? Or I refuse to put you on the air if you don't call yourself Buddha Judy.
I'll do it.
Wow. That was a deep thought I had not considered. Wow. Judy's got me dead to rights. John in Parkville. John, hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, John.
Two quick things. First, none of us have a perfect brain. Yep. Period.
Amen.
Dana, I don't know what the issue is or how it got there, but trust me, I've got meds. I've got a therapist. You know, we all do. You know, we all have something, and it's just, does it show enough that we have to deal with it?
Yeah.
Now, the other part is, for you, Scott.
Oh, God, here we go.
I've been in remission for a while, but an issue has popped up, and I will be seeing my therapist soon.
Good.
To deal with that specific issue.
Good.
You know, you can't, you know, issues come and issues go. You get calmed back down. You get back into a groove. And then someday something happens and you have to go back up again.
Well, and John, let me tell you something real quick. I remember years ago, this would have been probably in the spring of 2022, my therapist, my psychologist always asked that I bring a topic to our session, something to work on, right? And I remember sitting down in his chair one day and I said, I got nothing. I'm wasting my time, or check that, I'm wasting your time and my money. And he said, then let's just sit here and talk, but keep coming back because it's not always going to be like this. I had no idea how right he was.
That is true.
In the next 18 months, my life fell apart.
From the text line, Scott, it sounds like you need a hobby. Maybe checking your neighbor's hoses when it's cold outside.
There
in your
we
bathroom.
Go. Jiu-jitsu.
But that's not challenging. Well, I guess
it's challenging if you get caught.
Checking them without getting caught is the challenge. 586-7798. News coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.